good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, Ralph, how important are accurate weather forecasts for the decision-making of farmers?
Look, weather information is vital to the farming community for a number of reasons. On a couple of examples that we talk about are that when farmers want to apply fertiliser, they really need rain to follow that fertiliser application to actually get it into the soil and into the root system. If rain doesn't come, then that application of fertiliser can be lost, and the cost of that mounts up over time. So information on when it's going to rain and how much rain is coming is vital to make those decisions.
Now, currently farmers in the Wimmera region, they've been relying on weather radars from pretty much as far as 100 kilometres away. Now, that's a bit of a walk, isn't it? Now, how inaccurate can a distance such as this be?
Look, the Bureau of Meteorology forecasting is pretty good these days, but you're right, the distance between the current radars, it's actually more than 100 kilometres. It's probably closer to 300. So what the information farmers are getting is really based on estimates of what might happen, whereas a weather radar actually gives you an actual picture of rain when it is coming. So it's far more accurate information, and it's current when it hits the screens on the BOM website.
Now, in terms of economy and producing an income, how valuable could this weather radar be for the farming industry in this area?
Well, we've done some fairly significant economic modelling on the value of the radar to the agricultural sector, and we estimate that somewhere between $3 to $5 million a year would be saved or generated in improved productivity within farms. And when you think that the radar costs will be something in the order of $8.5 million, then we'll recover that cost within about 2 to 3 year period. So anything above that is pure benefit to the region. So over a 15-year lifespan, we estimate more than $57 million worth of benefit to the agricultural sector.
That's a pretty good benefit. That's a lot of money you're making. If you've just joined us here on The Daily, we're speaking with Executive Director of the Wimmera Development Association, Ralph Kenyon, about their new weather radar set to be installed in the Wimmera region to assist farmers' decision-making. Ralph, how soon can we expect the new radar to be put into practice?
Well, we've just arranged through the Bureau of Meteorology to have a lease on some premises in Rainbow, just in the middle of the Wimmera, and the radar itself is currently being manufactured in Germany, and the site works will probably take place over the next 6 to 12 months. So we're expecting the radar to be fully operational by the middle of 2020.
Now, is this going to set a precedent, and can we expect to see similar radars installed in other weather black hole areas around Australia?
Look, I'm sure it will generate interest. We were fortunate enough that our Victorian state government was able to pay for the capital costs of the equipment, and the Bureau of Meteorology has picked up the operating costs over the lifetime of the equipment. So yes, I'm sure there are other areas in Australia that we'll be looking to learn from our experience, but you certainly need a state government that's prepared to support a capital expenditure, as well as the Commonwealth government contributing to operating costs.
Well, it does sound like a pretty good investment from what I'm hearing, so hopefully we can see a few more radars installed around Australia very shortly. Ralph, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathaniel. It's been interesting to talk to you.
Thank you so much.